Our study tonight is out of Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Catholicism's exaltation of priests versus Hebrews' exaltation of Christ. A number of the members of our church, I estimate often around half, have come from Roman Catholic backgrounds, and they often seek support in biblical truth to counter the strong Aaron indoctrination they experienced in their past. The epistle to the Hebrews was written to counter the errant traditionalism of first century Judaism that was similar in theological thrust to much of Catholicism. So we study Hebrews for edification in this matter, especially the priesthood. The Aaronic priesthood is something the Catholic Church has dug into and utilized that very heavily in its format. So we view Hebrews chapter 3, 1-6, on Catholicism's exaltation of priests versus Hebrews' exaltation of Christ. I want to read the passage, and then we'll look at it. Hebrews chapter 3, 1-6. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who is faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who had builded the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by some man, but he that builds all things is God. And Moses truly was faithful in all his house, as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope, firm to the end. Roman Catholicism places the Catholic priest on a level so high before the people of their local parishes that the people are led to fear their priests as if they were in the place of God, and thus to live in bondage to them, bondage to the priest. The 1545 to 1563 Council of Trent, whose decrees must be accepted by all Roman Catholics under pain of mortal sin or excommunication, and incidentally, even since Vatican II, they did not overturn the Council of Trent. It says, quote, "The priest is the man of God, the minister of God. He that despises the priest despises God. He that hears him hears God. The priest remits sins as God, and that which he calls his body at the altar is adored as God by himself and by the congregation. It is clear that their function is such that none greater can be conceived. Wherefore they are justly called not only angels but also God, holding as they do among us the power and the authority of the immortal God." And then a Roman Catholic booklet carrying the imprimatur, which means the sanction, of the Archbishop of Ottawa, Canada, says, quote, "Without the priest, the death and passion of our Lord would be of no avail to us. See the power of the priest. By one word from his lips, he changes a piece of bread into a god. A greater fact than the creation of the world. If I were to meet a priest and an angel, I would salute the priest before saluting the angel. The priest holds the place of God." All right? These are quotations from Catholic authorities. However, Hebrews chapter 3, 1-6, highly exalts Jesus Christ over any mortal priest as follows. The Aaronic priesthood of Israel was established in Exodus chapters 25 to 40 under God's use of Moses. In Exodus chapters 20 through 24, Aaron, Moses' brother, was the first high priest in Israel, and from his descendants came the Aaronic priesthood for the nation. Obviously, it's called the Aaronic priesthood because it came through Aaron. And both Aaron and Moses were from the tribe of Levi. In fact, both the father and the mother of Moses and Aaron were both from the tribe of Levi. They were purely Levites. Nevertheless, Christ is exalted over even Moses, who was used of God to establish Israel's priesthood. The author of Hebrews called his readers, who shared in a heavenly calling to consider Jesus, whom believers acknowledge as their apostle and high priest. It's interesting, we often don't think of Jesus as an apostle. Apostle is one who is sent forth, and Jesus was sent forth by the Father. That's why he's an apostle. Jesus Christ was faithful to God the Father, who appointed him to the offices of apostle as the one sent from the Father, and high priest to minister on behalf of the church before the Father. Just as Moses was also faithful in all God's earthly tabernacle in Old Testament Israel's day. However, Jesus was counted worthy of more glory than even Moses, who was led of God to establish the Aaronic priesthood and earthly tabernacle. For Christ has much more glory as the builder of the spiritual house of believers in the church era than the house itself. So Jesus is the builder of the church. The house that Jesus built is the house of God. This is the house of God. We are living stones, and together we make up the structure, the spiritual structure of the house of God. God indwells us. But Jesus is the one who builds the house of God today. Well, Moses was faithful in God's earthly tabernacle, but as a servant. The Greek word therapon, it actually becomes like doulos, which means slave. But therapon normally was seen as a special servant who was actually almost like a friend to the master, not just a mere slave, but also a friend, but nevertheless a servant, to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's spiritual house as God's son. The word son here is huios, and the term huios means a son who has had his bar mitzvah so that he is equal with his father as God. You remember in John chapter 5, verses 17 and 18, where Jesus said, "My Father has been working up until now," or hitherto, "and now I work." And the Jews, verse 18, took up stones to kill him because he said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. See, he was a huios. He was past his bar mitzvah. So that made him equal with God in Jewish rending. So Jesus is called the Son of God in Israel. That's co-equal with the Father. And what's amazing is at the baptism of Jesus, God the Father said, "This is my beloved huios. This is my beloved equal in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him." So we better pay attention. That's the Lord. So he's equal with God the Father as God. So we believers in Christ are part of that spiritual house over which Christ as God is head. So though the Catholic Church asserts that its priests remit sins as God, that they hold the power and authority of God and change a piece of bread into a god in the Mass in holding the place of God, the Epistle of Hebrews views Jesus Christ as greater than Moses, who was used of God to establish the Old Testament Aaronic priesthood and earthly tabernacle. For Moses was God's servant, where Jesus is the builder of God's spiritual house and Son of God in equality with the Father. So, Catholicism blasphemously elevates the priest to God, where Hebrews rightly treats mortal men, even as the great Moses, as servants of God, compared to Jesus, who is God. So you can see how in our communion service, I've had a number of Roman Catholic people who are constantly bombarded by Catholic relatives around them, ask me to go ahead and would you please encourage us in regards to this, because they've been brainwashed to believe that the priest is somehow way up here. And we work against that, especially in our communion service. I tell people, please don't confess your sins to me. I can't help you. I'm a sinner myself. I'm just your brother in Christ. And I emphasize that to encourage people from Catholic backgrounds that there's only one mediator. That it's not the pastor, it's not the priest, it's Jesus Christ. And we go to God through Jesus Christ, period. So, an application: may we not exalt mortal ministers in the church to the role of God, but view them like Moses as servants of the Lord, called of him to do God's will for God's glory. That's all a pastor is. That's all the deacons are. They're servants of the Lord. And that's a high enough calling as it is to be a slave of God, a servant of the Lord. But we're certainly not God. And number two, may we revere and worship our Lord Jesus Christ as the Creator, as the head, and as the sustainer of the church, as God himself in full equality with God the Father. I can't think of an illustration. I think the passage itself, in view of what is taught in the Roman Catholic Church, is enough in and of its own. And, to see here that the priest has a power to turn the loaf of bread into God, I mean, that's something God himself doesn't do. And that's more than blasphemy. It's just, it's terrible, but... You know, and you've been raised on that, you've come from that, you've been taught that, it's been drummed into you since you were a small child. You get to your confirmation, you go with it. You know, and that's a tragic thing, but this is why we're going through Hebrews. So I'm getting this recorded because we have many people from Catholic background, and I want them to be encouraged in the Lord.